Tuesday, Precious Piku Day, sheer gimmick.
Before we begin, it used to be back in the day all major pressing issues were supposed to be brought to the forefront by Jewish Observer. Rabbi Nissen Wolpin did tremendous service. He's your great uncle, being editor of the Jewish Observer and making all these anything that Klai Yisrael had to be aware of. There was a major issue of teens at risk that it exploded onto the scene in the Jewish Observer front page article. We don't have Jewish Observer anymore, so now I guess it became the Mishpacha magazine that now becomes the forefront of all pressing issues. This past week they spoke about the issues of people that are learning in yeshiva and then go out to work, and the fact that they suffer a tremendous yirida when they go out to work. And Rabbi Lopiansky wrote a book about Ben Torah for Life and all these different discussions of how much they keep in touch with their Rabbeim, how much they're learning, how much they feel connected to Torah and whatever it might be. And there's been a lot of banter about that the yeshivas don't necessarily prepare their bacharim for what happens when they go out to the work world, which, there's different studim lakan, ulakan. Today's Tuesday, tomorrow night we're speaking about Churban Europe, but it's technically a good discussion for the Wednesday night chat that we have. But I think that under the circumstances, the best I could possibly do is just tell you that maybe it would be worth your while to have a conversation with my father-in-law, who's here with us the next couple of days. My father-in-law is a person that has spent many years working. He's retired now, but spent many years working and still did a lot of steiging while he was doing that, and continues to do a lot of steiging. So I think that would be the best thing. If a person wants the equipment, the best thing is to speak to someone who's actually done it. I think I was talking to a friend of mine who was in Eretz Yisrael and he was working. Shaila is it better to call yourself a younger man that works part-time, or do you call yourself a balabas that's kovei itim latoira? So I was of the opinion it's better to call yourself a balabas that learns, because that's much rarer. Where do you ever find a balabas that actually that's ligging and learning? But some people, he's I'd rather identify myself as someone in koila who rather works on the side. That was his, his knetch. But either way you put it, there's no question that that my father-in-law is someone that there's a tremendous amount to learn from in many areas, but also in this area, how to juggle the two of them. So anyone that's ever thinking about doing that, I think that would be something you could gain a lot from. Bershus, my shver, I'd like to discuss the sugi here. Gemara says, looking for makaris for shlichus. Looking for makaris for shlichus. We spoke about the makar. The Gemara says, our Mishnah, we started because our Mishnah says, Ish makadish bayu b'shlucha, yeah? So the Gemara says shlichus minolin. So the Gemara right from Gerishin. The Gemara says that's Gerishin. How do you know also Kedushin? Says the Gemara, if you want to learn from Gerishin, you can't learn from Gerishin. Why? Mala Gerishin chikain. Yishna Baal Korcha, says the Gemara in Achanaim. We learn from Makish Havaya li Yitzia. There's a hekish of Havaya to Yitzia. Says the Gemara, okay, that will work for Kedushin. But once we're on the topic, the Elo Haditnan. So this that it says in the Mishnah, Yomer the Shlucha Tzei Troim. It says in the, a person tells the Shlech, go be Torim for me. Torim Kedas Balabayas. He should be Torim whatever the Das Balabayas is. Vim enu yodea das balabayis, he doesn't know what that is. Toyrim bebeninis echod mechamishim. If he doesn't know, then just use the mean, the normal, the beninis, the regular, or the in between, which is echod mechamishim. Piches asara oyhoisif asara trumasai truma. If he does less or more by a tenth, then it's trumasai truma. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. So what is the sheer of Truma? The shear of Meiser is very obvious. Meiser is Miloshin. Eser, it's one-tenth. What's the shear of Truma? Let's see what Rashi says. says Rashi, Lefi Torim Kedas Balabais, Lefi Mashu Makir Balabais, Emenu Yafo Eno Ra, Ein Yafe Echon Mearboim, Ein Ra Echon Mishishim, Shatruma Loinemar Bosh Shir Mefurish, El Rashis de Gonchabat, Yulu Kolshu. So Rashi says, what is the Shir of Truma? There is no Shir. Afilu Kolshu, there is no Shir. In fact, the Rishonim, if there's no Shir, so why is this not in the list of things in the Mishnah and Peah that we say every morning? Elu Dvarim She'ein Lehem Shir. It writes Peah and Bikurim. It doesn't write Truma. Why is Truma not on the list? So Rabbi Kivegir brings a Tosis in Chagiga. And Tosis in Chagiga says, well, there is Ayin Yofeh and Ayin Ra and Beinonis. It says Mipnei HaMachloikas. Now Machloikas over here doesn't mean because there's different people, different opinions, but there's different numbers. Huh? There are set amounts, kind of. And Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's only Midrabanan. That's only Midrabanan. He says, and if you're telling me that's still a shir, pay also is a shir midrabanan. And it's still written there. And besides, if you're telling me because there's a shir midrabanan, so just say there's a shir of 1/40. Is a person supposed to give less than 1/40? What's the lowest you're supposed to give midrabanan? 1/60, thank you. 1/60, you should say mishum 1/60, that's the lowest. So just say that there's a shir. Shir midrabanan. Why did he say mishum machloikas? And Rabbi Kivega says, tzarech iyun gadol.
So you can give as much as you want. This is a minimum.
Even if it has a minimum, it's also considered to be a shir.
Has shachal k'mechon, but then you have
that's Kriyas Shema Shachar v'Arbis. It's like not anything.
That's a minimum.
That's a culture. It's a culture.
Also a minimum.
That means you have to give something. It doesn't mean it's not a shir.
Why is
that
ain't
l'mashir?
Technically, there's a minimum. You can go as high as you want. Mashrim technically.
What?
Like a tiny little crumb is
Masher just means you have to do it.
You have to do something. It means right. You have to do it. So that's not a shear. That's not a shear.
That's not a shear. That's why it shouldn't be
that's
included.
That's what it's saying. That's why it should be included, because Ein Lehem Shear. Pay also has a shear. Everything has a shear.
No, but this
everything
is a shear in the Torah.
What?
Yeah, it's a shear in the Torah.
What's the shear?
Kolshu.
Everything is kolshu.
Anything
you have to give is called a mashu. You have to give something. Payers also have to give.
That's not
shir. That, the payer says a kolshu. What is it?
Kolshu just means you have to give something. Any racious. Anything racious is called a. So it's the Rishonim's question. The Rishonim say that's not called a shir. So what is, says Tosis, because the machloikas. Says from Kivego, machloikas is all the Rabbanon. So I'd like to suggest, perhaps. No, Rabbi Kivega has Tzarchi and Gadol, so you have to proceed with question. But I'd like to suggest that maybe there is a shir. There is a shir. What? Why? What? Where do I see? I see in this Rashi. Rashi says that Mashu Makir Baal Bayis Einu Yafeh Imeinu Ra. So Yafeh is Echad Me'arboim Ayin Ra is Echad Mishishim. Says Rashi Shatruma Loinemer Bashir Mefurash. What does it mean? What do the words mean? Shall never shir mefurish. Ari, what does that mean?
That
doesn't say it doesn't say a straight out a shir.
What's the language of
Tosis? Loinem bashir mefurish.
What's the language of Tosis of
Kinesis? Doesn't quote language. Doesn't quote Rashi. I'm not quoting. What? Just says mefurish machloikas. So never was shir mefurish. Elarish is digoncha. What does it mean? Lo never was shir mefurish. No explicit shir. It sounds to me that Rashi is saying there is a shir. It's just the shir is not mefurish. It doesn't say mefurish the shir. Tosis over here brings Tosis Torim Kedas Balabayis. All of them mekoris for echad me'arboim, echad mishishim. There are mekoris for that in the Torah. But the Torah in regards to truma didn't say a shir mefurish. So therefore. You could give a kolshu.
So the first means that there's
what?
A kolshu is not a shir.
And a chanami. We're saying is as follows. Saying is as follows. Let me ask you a question. Chatzi shir is aser min ha-toira. Okay? Chatzi shir is aser min ha-toira. So is a person allowed to steal pachas from chatzi, or allowed to eat machos asur pachas mechazayis? No. But when the Torah said the lav, and said the Torah said the lav of nevelo, when are you going to get malchus? Only Vita Kazayas. Why? Because Mefurish in the Torah is the Shir. But Chatzi Shir is also Aser Min HaTorah. It's not Mefurish, but it's still Aser. So it's not going to be included in the lav. So over here, the Torah didn't say mefurish the shear. So therefore, if you give a kol shor, you yoytze mid yoraisa. So therefore, but is there a shear? There's still a shear. The shear is not ma'akev, because it's not mefurish, but there's still a shear. Therefore, Rashi says, "Lo nemar bashir mefurish el reshes degoncha filu kolshu. Kolshu, you're going to be yoytze. But did the Torah want you to give 140, 150, 160? Yes.
Maybe it means the shir, the rabbanon, is not the shir mefurish.
It's not. That's not mefurish. It's not midiraisa. You should say shat Torah. It should say. That's not a shir mefurish. Not a shir.
It's
not a shir. That's not mefurish. It's not a shir. Mefurish means I didn't say it explicitly. Did I say it? Yes, that's the rabbanon. It's not midiraisa. Mefurish is like we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam says that kinyan kesef is not midivrei seifrim. We explain what does that mean. Midivrei seifrim means it's not mefurish. The Rambam said anything that's not mefurish is like a different. It's a lower darga of diraisa, but it's still diraisa. It's just not mefurish. Yeah, Kiveg is obviously learning not like that. Kiveg is learning not like that. But Kiveg will be tzarechi and gadol atoisus. So you have to proceed with caution of Kiveger. But Kiveg is saying tois doesn't make any sense. What do you mean machloikus? It's machloikus only drabbanon. Pei also is drabbanon. So what's your point? So maybe toisus learns not midrabbanon. It's not a ma'akev in the diraisa. Maybe that's pesha and toisus in Rashi toisus. I don't know. Yeah, in a chanami, because we said that just the same way that we said Tosfos says, I'm sorry, the Rambam says that kesef is only derabbanon, and the Rishonim ask, what do you mean kesef is derabbanon? It's not derabbanon. We mean the chachamim brought out the shear. It's not mefurish. It's also called the derabbanon made the shear. Yeah, medivrei seifrim, right? I'm trying to be medamed this to that. Same way you said by Kesef Kedushin, where it's Avada, it's Chal Midiraisa, Kesef Kedushin, but it's not Mefurish. Therefore, the Rambam calls it Midirai Seifrim, but that's enough Midiraisa to say that it has a shear. It's not like the regular Drabon is the Chachamim just made up a shear. They didn't make up the shear. The Torah, it's not Nemar Shear Mefurish, but we brought it out. It's like Midirai Seifrim, like what you said.
So where do you get a 60th?
Like they bring
when we bring it down, where does that come from?
Places brings all different makaris for all the different shiur. Al kaponim, if you look at Dachsuk, we gave out the Mara Makoimis, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Trumas that the Gemara brings, the Mishnah in Trumas does. There's actually more to the Mishnah than what it brings in our Gemara. What does it bring in the Mishnah in Trumas? The entire Mishnah, it says more than that. Says the Mishnah, if he intentionally goes against what the Baal HaBayis wanted, so then ain't truma soy truma. Our Mishnah doesn't bring that. Why doesn't it bring the entire Mishnah? Why don't we bring the entire Mishnah over here? What? Because we don't need it. Because we don't need the whole Mishnah. So in other words, our Gemara is only bringing what we need for our purposes. What are we trying to pull out of this Mishnah? Shlichus works. If that's what you're trying to pull out, so just say, period.
That's not the end of the din. You say
Kohen
Gebav is, this is two different
why is that the end? That's the end. Period. Now you're saying a new thing. Vimeinu Yodei, what do you have to say for? This is also part of the same thing. Niskaven
lo hisiv. You can't break up the Mishnah.
Why can't you bring up the Mishnah?
Break it up by Im Niskaven.
Why? This is also a new dim. Ayim l'shluchay tzeitroim toyim kedas balabayis. Period. Toyim kedas balabayis. End of story. Frek the makne pnei Yeshua. That's already. You already told me all you need to know. You don't need more than that. You want to tell me bring the whole Mishnah? You're not. You're not bringing the whole Mishnah. Elamai, only bringing what you need. So ayim l'shluchay tzeitroim toyim kedas balabayis. Period.
We see cases where we only brought the first part.
So if you're schlepping along, so schlep the whole thing. So you can't write one more line? In other words, that comes you're schlepping, so schlep. And you're not schlepping, so why you...
We see the second part, it shows that the sheikh has more authority. That it's not doing exactly what the
Baal HaBayis. So why do you need that? That's what the Achronim are going to say. The Achronim are going to say, over here, we need to show you that somehow I could do it even though it wasn't Pichas Asor or Hisav Asor. What's the need for that? comes along, comes, says we brought in the comes along the Pnei Yeshua. We brought it from the Beis Lechem Yehuda, brings the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the pshat is as follows. He says, who said this is working in our Mishnah midin shlichus? Maybe it's not midin shlichus. We're trying to sort the shlichus. Maybe it's only working from the din of zachin la'adam shaloi befanav. We're going to go through this, Rabbi said. It's going to take us a few minutes. Maybe it's working midin zachin la'adam shaloi befanav. Not shlichus. Zchia. You might say to me, well, maybe I want to do my mitzvah myself. So you can't say zachin when someone takes away my mitzvah. But if I already told him, say troim, what does that mean? I don't want to do it myself. I want you to do it. If I want you to do it, so then you can do it without shlichus. Maybe you don't need the parasha of shlichus. Maybe shlichus doesn't work by truma. But even without the parasha of shlichus, it'll work. Midin zachin la'adam shaloi befanav. So from the first sentence of the Mishnah, I don't know that this is really shlichus. He says, "Tzei troim is troim kedas balavayis zachin la'adam shaloi befanav." We'll say better. I say a little more. A little more. A little more. Yeah, it's okay. I command. The lashon of the Mishnah is mashma that it's shlichus. Where's it mashma? Haimer l'shluchai. So Rabbi Yosef says that's already enough, maybe. But the Pnei Yeshua says maybe. And I'm trying to make him shliach. I sent someone and I told him to do it. But maybe it's not working with the shlichus.
Or maybe just
in second. Other words, we don't need shlichus for that to be true. Even if I tell him he's my shliach and I tell him to go, the fact is, even if shlichus shalom is not kemoisa, it's gonna work. Midin what? Midin zachin.
Or maybe just the second part of the Mishnah is not midin shlichus.
No. In the end, hold on a second. It technically could work without that. So therefore, if I just had the resha, technically I could understand this without shlichus. Even though I told you, it sounds like I want to make you shlich. Maybe shlich. Who said shlichus works? We find shlichus by gerushim, we find shlichus by kedushim. We don't find shlichus by truma. So we have a mishnah, but maybe the mishnah is not going with shlichus because I made him my shlich. Maybe it didn't work because I told him. Maybe it didn't work, but it's going to work. Midin zachin ladam shaloi befanav. So that we'll have to see. He's going on the tzad that shchi is not mitam shlichus. That's what we're trying to. We'll have to knock that out. But
even if shlichus didn't work, why wouldn't it be like any other transaction? Like I sent someone to go buy me a field.
That works midin shlichus.
But it's not like that
works within shlichus. I can't do it without shlichus. That's going to work within shlichus. So we have to see where we know that from. We'll have to see that we're not finished with the sugya. But at the moment, we're saying, says the Pnei Yeshua, so what's going to be the makar? Elamai, look at this, the rest of the Mishnah. It says, in the Mishnah, it says, Piches asara oy hoisif asara truma soy truma. Which means I did a little bit more, or did a little bit less than what the Baal HaBayis really wanted. Truma soy truma. Why does that work? Don't say zachin. You messed me over. I didn't want this. Yeah, so how does that work?
Going inside where he doesn't know.
What?
He doesn't know. And
Echanami doesn't know. But you're still. Hold on a second. Listen. That your assumption of schus doesn't help us, because if it's not a schus, it's not a schus. If you tell me afterwards and I say no, thank you, it doesn't work. Because afterwards I said I didn't want it.
So then how would it ever be a schus if you don't know what the guy wants?
It's if we're megala afterwards that's what he wanted, or if we knew before that's what he wanted, then fine. But over here, I took a liberty on my own to do something for him, and it wasn't for his benefit. It's not going to work. It only works because I made him a shliach. It can only work because I made him a shliach.
Why does a zachin work? Let's say we said that the truma is working because of zachin.
Right.
What's this schus here? Not that you're doing what the Baal Bais wants. Right. It's the mitzvah.
Right.
Oh, once it's the mitzvah, then when you're Haisef Asara, that's also Zachin. True, he didn't want it, but in the Maisa, it's a mitzvah. We're not saying that you're doing what he wants.
Okay, so give me one second, okay? Give me one second. Very good. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's the reason why we have to bring the second half of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah. Because from the first part of the Mishnah, I would not see shlichus. It sounds like shlichus, it looks like shlichus, but it wouldn't be a riot to shlichus. Because maybe it's only working midin zachin. Therefore, I have to bring the second half of the Mishnah to show me this is not midin zachin, this is midin shlichus mamash.
That only answers half the question.
What? Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
Why do we read the last line of the Mishnah? So,
That's
not necessary. You only bring what we need. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Yom Shachakol Meyem Bar.
Why can't we say that bring the second half of the Mishnah? Because I would think it only says when I know Kedas Baal Bais. I would think that if I didn't know Kedas Baal Bais, it's not a good thing.
But the fact is, all we want to see over here is shlichus. Do I see shlichus from the Reisha? Arim shlichus tzei troim kedas balabais. What?
I see half a shekel.
That's all I need to see.
Yeah, but I won't know that shekels.
What do I need that for? What do I need that for? Tell me why I need that.
That means only shlichus works for half of it.
Okay, but what do I need that for? Do I see shlichus works by truma?
Half.
That's enough. Unless you say Yeshua, you're really saying the same thing that Pnei Yeshua. He's saying, if I only see that half, it wouldn't be mitam shlichus, it would be mitam zchiyah. And I want to see real shlichus, bona fide shlichus. I want to see shlichus that even goes in a way that the Baal Bais wasn't happy with. So that's basically Pnei Yeshua. But if you're not going to break the first half off of shlichus, so then all I want to know is what's the makor for shlichus by truma. I see shlichus, so then why is that not enough? Says the Pnei Yeshua, I don't see shlichus just from the first part. Why? Because from there alone, I'm going to say it's not midin shlichus. So now, so we'll deal with first what in what. Yes, in a chanami. So that's what.
If you're going to answer the kasha like that, the kasha never starts because our mishnah says what is shlichus.
Right.
And the kasha is that maybe our mishnah is only tam stia.
No, what is that kasha? No, not our mishnah is tam stia. That maybe from that mishnah there's no right tam stia. That the Mishnah say throwing, and you have to say that the lashon enachanami shlucha doesn't always mean that there's mamash shlichus. I told someone go do it, but it'll work. Mitam zchi, not mitam shlichus. Could be. Akopanim, this whole teretz of the Pnei Yeshua is only working if you understand that Zchiya is not mitam shlichus. It's a machloikas, seems to be machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand exactly how Zchiya works? Zchiya works because it's like an anan sahadi that he wants him to do it. So is that learnt out from shlichus? Is that really just, it's just a automatic shlichus? Or is it something else? Is Zchiya a gzeres hakosev? What how does Zchiya work? Is it special gzeres hakosev, zachalam shalab afanav? Or is it really learnt out of just of a svara of the fact is that everyone wants this, so therefore it says, if I made you a shliach, is it just an obvious shliach or something else? The Pnei Yeshua is clearly understanding that there's something other than shlichus, and that's called Zchiya. So Gemara's Havamin was it would be that. But if you learn Zchiya's mitam shlichus, then you can't say this pshat, because there is no two things. So if I can do it for you, I'm always doing a mitam shlichus. Okay. Now, what Yitzchak was asking is, what's the schus? The schus is the mitzvah, so therefore I always have the mitzvah, but the fact is that if I'm doing the mitzvah in a way that you don't like, so then to do the mitzvah is a schus. But if I'm doing the mitzvah in a way that you don't like, that then you can't say, zachon lanu shalav afanav. If a person says here, someone says, I wish someone would take off truma for me, and then he takes off 50% of his stuff for truma, he says, oh, it's not normal. What if I did a mitzvah for you? Okay, but that's still not, you're not doing it in a way that it's a schus. So over here, if we know that it's that he did it in a way that's not a schus, even though he did the mitzvah, but he did the mitzvah improperly, that's not going to be considered a schus.
Can I give truma for someone who doesn't want to give truma? He wants to be here with
Avir? No.
I can't give, because it would be the same problem.
But Yitzchak's thing's going on the second part of the Mishnah.
What'd you say?
Isn't his thing going on the second part of the Mishnah?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
What do you mean?
Because we're saying that if we wouldn't say the second part of the Mishnah,
then we wouldn't know. Because the second part of the mitzvah, it wouldn't be good mitam zchiya. But now that it says that from the second part of the mission, we see that it's midin shlichus mamish. If I sent a shliach, then for some reason we have to see exactly how the shliach can do it, even though he wasn't mechavein to what the Baal Bais exactly wanted him to do. So in the end of the day, that's what Yoni. In the end of the day, now that we have the second half of the Mishnah, what does he mean when he says "Oyim Shlucha Tzei Troim"? Now that we have the second part of the Mishnah, that's telling us that there's clearly shlichus. So the first part of the Mishnah is also talking about shlichus. When he said shliach, it means shliach. It's because we're not breaking up the Mishnah into two different things. The Mishnah is Oyim Shluchai. It means shliach. How do I know it means shliach? From the end of the Mishnah. But now that at the end of the Mishnah, I know that the beginning of the Mishnah means shlichus mamish. Oyim Shluchai Tzei Troim Go B'Toyrim. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua learns. The Sefer HaMakneh says similar but different. He does the same basic technique. But he says the following thing, which gets on to Avi Shipper's question, which is, Avi asked, that maybe it's not shlichus at all. Can a person be toirim with machshava? Can you take truma b'machshava?
Yes.
Do you have to do a ma'isa?
No.
No. So maybe I'm going to say this. Listen, I'm going to be toirim with my head. You go and just take it off so that we know where it is. We separate it. All you're doing is I'm doing the truma. I'm doing that. Maybe it doesn't really mean do the truma.
What
What's he doing then?
All he's doing is he's just putting them aside. That's
not
it.
Doing it. He's not
doing nothing,
anymore.
Right?
He's a worker.
That's right. He's a worker.
So what's he doing to have the shumas?
Nothing.
Then why would
nothing? Why would say truma? I'm telling you, that's what I am doing the truma. I'm doing the truma. You're just separating it. That's all you're doing.
Then why would the machshava of the shliach ruin the truma at all?
Why would it? What do you mean the truma?
Im niskaven lahisif afilu alchasein shumas the truma.
No, it's when he was specific.
Because that's the I was
saying. Oh, no, no, leave that even before that. Hold on. So maybe that's all the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, why? Because the Balabais is making the truma, not you. You're not even a shliach. It's not even shlichus. But now the Mishnah says, Piches asara, Hosev asara, Trumasai truma. That doesn't make any sense. Because who's really taking off the truma?
The shliach. Because
if this in this havamina that he's doing it b'machshava, who's really taking off the truma? The Baal HaBayis. And the shliach can't do more or less than the Baal HaBayis wanted. That's ridiculous because the Baal HaBayis is really doing it. So what do we see from over here? That really works because the shliach is doing it. Must be midin shlichus. It's the same basic technique of what the Pnei Yeshua does. The point is, we're saying this: we need the second half of the Mishnah in order to bring out that this is really shlichus. I would think maybe it's a zchiyah. I would think maybe he's doing it b'machshava. I would think that this is not shlichus from the first half. Omer l'shluchot say troim troim kedas b'al bayis. Maybe that's not real shlichus. I use the language of shliach. Okay, that just means a messenger. Say troim, it means be troim. Okay, maybe it just means move it aside.
If you have Hamil Shlichat Seitan, what is the term Kedas Baal Bayis? What's the other option does he have?
He doesn't have another option.
You're telling a worker to go separate
140th. Right, right.
You can't go separate 140th and 160th.
Right, right.
Or Kedas Baal Bayis. If you don't know Baal Bayis.
You don't know what the Chiddush would be?
So what's the Mishnah?
No, or he doesn't know what Baal Bayis wants, and you have to make sure that it checks out after.
Right.
Why would that be a Mishnah and Trumas? I don't. How could it be?
The Mishnah is telling us, guess what his das is. Guess what his das is. That's what it's saying. Guess what his das is. Tell him Kedas Baal Bayis. He tells you to do it. So guess what his das is. What would the Chiddush be? I don't know if that's. This is all just in a theoretical habit.
Read this thing. I remember the Sulchit Seitarim. The Makom would say, I wouldn't know what they're talking about. Maybe it's talking about a worker. You wouldn't think it's a worker.
Why not?
That's a Chiddush. Maybe we're talking about Zakon. So fun of it. I understand that right. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Right. You can't be talking about a worker.
Why not?
Because your first thought is to say it's shliach.
Your first thought is not enough to bring a riot. Your first thought would be shliach for sure. Lays is right. The first thought would be shlichus, but we're trying to bring a riot of shlichus. The fact that it's your first thought is not going to be a riot. So he just wants to nail it home. He wants to make that you should understand. It is without a shadow of a doubt. This is shlichus. How do I see that from the second half of the Braisa of the Mishnah?
What's the case of Niskaven L'Haisif where he knows the Das Baal Bayis or he doesn't know the Das Baal Bayis?
What?
Niskaven L'Haisif.
He knows it.
He knows the Das Baal Bayis?
Yeah, he knows it. Yeah.
And in the Machna,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, for sure it won't work, but what I'm saying is, Aaron, you don't have to go down there. We already proved not like that from the second case. You're saying, from the last case, for sure it's not like the Machna. The Machna himself says, from the second half of the Mishnah, it's not like me, but that's why you have to bring the second half of the Mishnah. You're saying, I could have seen it from the third part of the Mishnah. And Enochanam, you could have seen it there also.
No, but that's our pshah of why we need the second half of the Mishnah to tell me that the first part of the Mishnah
that's not why we need. That's
way.
Not we need it to say it. That's why we have to,
we have to bring it.
Right,
and
right.
We don't have to...
We don't need to bring the third part because we already saw it. You're saying it's more blatant there. Okay, it's enough.
It's
we have enough already.
It's not a hava, I mean, in what's going on in the Mishnah.
Why not? If you just had that one line.
The Mishnah doesn't make the...
If you just had the one... You're saying because of the Seifa, but we're saying if you just quoted one line in our Gemara, so, and we wouldn't know, not everyone knows the entire Mishnah, just had that one line. I might think it's not shlichus. That's not going to be enough. So after me, you're saying, but if I know the end, and Hanami, that's why it's bringing the second half, because to show you that know the second part, and now know that it really means shlichus. The fi zeh, Rabbi Yisai, we could perhaps answer a question from Rabbi Yosef. And you have to know why Rabbi Yosef didn't say this teretz. Rabbi Yosef also kind of blibes Tzorach Ian. Doesn't say Tzorach Ian Gadol, it says Ktas Dochuk. But he brings the following Shitas Rishayim. There's an interesting Shitas HaRamban. The Shita of the Ramban is, the Ramban says, that Truma doesn't need Shlichus. Pilei Ploim. Pilei Ploim. The Ramban Shita is, Truma does not need Shlichus. A person can be Mafrish for someone else without being a Shliach. Can a man be Makadish, a woman, for someone else without being a Shliach? No. Even if he tries, even if he wants to. What? He's not being Mekadosh without him, so that is going to depend how it works exactly, but he's not being Mekadosh for him without it. He's giving the money. The money is coming from him, right? But you can't do it, right? There's no Zachin over there. What do you mean? If he knows that he wants to do it.
Right, that's the same thing.
So, but without whatever the parsha, the Torah is being mechadish, whether it's Zechiyas Mitam Shlichus or the Din Zachin, you need to have a power in order to do it. The Ramban says even without the Din of any koyach of Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai, you can be Mafrish Truma.
Even without Zachin?
He says Migal Daita Tinichalev.
Yeah, but that's
why without... Why do you need Migal Daita Tinichalev? It's a Zachin.
Not Midin Zachin. Not Midin Zachin.
Why do you need Migalo? That's what he wants.
Because without that, I can't... Because then without that, it's like doing Zela. But
no,
not Midin Zachin.
Without that, it's not a Zachos.
No. Not because of a Zachos.
Dafka
by Truma? Yeah. Only by Truma. Special thing by Truma. Truma can be done without a Shliach. Says the Ran, how could that be? Our Gemara says the Makar for Shlichos is from where? It's from Truma. So how could you say that Truma doesn't need Shlichos? So the Ran argues, Machalikas Ran and Ramban, if Truma needs Shlichos. I think Yisoyid HaMachalikas is to understand what is Truma. Before a person takes Truma, is he allowed to eat what he has in front of him? No. What's it called?
Tevel.
You're allowed to eat tevel? No. After he takes off, so now part of it becomes chulin, the rest of it becomes truma. So what exactly did he do when he made his hafrasha? Beforehand, it was tevel. What was aser?
Everything.
Afterwards,
just the truma.
So what exactly is hafrasha's truma? It's basically just to separate the good and the bad. Am I creating anything?
Yeah,
was it Kaddish before?
Am I creating the Truma? Or maybe beforehand it was all mixed together. It was all really one. And all I'm doing is really just separating it. I'm not necessarily creating Truma. By Hektish, something was Chulin, and now I made a Kaddish. So did I create something? I made it. When I'm a Kaddish Anisha, before she wasn't married, now she is. Am I creating something? Yes. By Truma, it could be all I'm doing is I'm separating. That's all I'm doing.
That's the way it is.
What?
Maybe you're creating Chulin.
Maybe you are, maybe you're not. So let's say like this. I think that is the machloikas here. Ramban and Ran. How do you understand what you do in your Mafris Truma? David, Mafris Truma, you could say that Tevel is just Chulin and Truma Mu'urav and Zebazeh. They're just mixed up. All I'm doing is being Mafris. Listen. The din is as follows. When I make a neder has to be made in a Dover HaNadr. In other words, I say like this. I want to say Kikra Ze'asa. I don't want to eat this. I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, and I compare it to something. If I say kikur ze aser like kikarbon, it's aser, because that's called I'm being matvis in a dover hanador. That means that I'm comparing it to something else that I made aser. Who makes something into a karbon? The Baal, not the Eibishter. Who makes something into a karbon? The Baal. So who wants to make this kikur aser now? The Baal. Kikur ze aser like kikarbon. What's the din? It's aser. What about a person says kikur ze aser like kichazir? Who made the chazir aser? Hashem. Who wants to make this aser? The Baal. Does that work? No. So a lot of Maseches Nedarim is about what's a dover nader, what's a dover aser. What about if a person says kikur ze aser like ketruma? Ketruma. Is that a dover nader, dover aser?
It's dover aser.
Did he make it into Truma, or was it already there? It's going to be Talia and it's Machlekes. The Maisa, the Gemara in the Darim says that it's considered a Dover Ha'asa, which means that it's not that you're making it Asa. Shaila is why, but that's what it says. Well, the simple interpretation is because we're saying, I'm not really making anything, I'm just separating. So as long as the Bailam allow me to separate, because it's his, but I don't need his bailus to do it. I don't need bailus to separate. If I walk into your house, can I separate your your cashews from your almonds? I could, right? I don't need any. I need permission. If I don't have permission, then you can't do that. But as long as I have your permission, you can do whatever I want. Because all this is a Maisaf for Russia.
Rabbi, let's say he doesn't have permission and he separates it. Are we going to say that it's still Truma? He didn't do it with permission? You need a bialis to have the power to separate the Truma. Because otherwise, who's
no, because then, then it's not a Maisaf for Russia. Because you can't be Miyached something as being. It's felt in the Maisa, not the Chalois. Still in the mice. If I walk over to your house and I say, let's say you have a piece of leather. Now, a piece of leather can technically be you can make it into a coat, or it could be a mat. The difference is it makabel tuma? When does something become makabel tuma? Once it's completed. So let's say I walk into your house and say, wow, this is a mat. Who are you? Who are you? You can't do it. Not because it's not chal, because it's not. There's no yichud there. It's not. You didn't do anything. You're no one to say what's going to happen with my stuff. So the ma'isaf rasha is not called the ma'isaf rasha unless you have permission. Not because you need the bialis to do it, but it's not called doing anything. You understand what I'm saying? But by making something mekabel tuma, that's not. You don't need shlichus to make something mekabel tuma. It's just a question of you walk into my house and say, okay, this is this, that's that. It doesn't mean anything. You have to have permission. But it doesn't need shlichus. Says the Ramban, there's no din of shlichus. So therefore, the Ramban says, Truma doesn't need shlichus. Says the Ran, I disagree. What do you mean? The whole makor of shlichus is from our sugya. It's from, and the Gemara brings a pasuk, King Karim Ugamatem, Atem Gamatem. What is going on? Says Rebbe Yashiv, maybe Ein Hachanami. There are certain circumstances where you don't need shlichus. But I'll come up with a case where you do need shlichus. In a chanami, there are times that you could do truma without shlichus. But I have a case. The case that he brings, interesting case, he brings from the Rambam, where a person sent a shlich to take truma, and then he changed his mind. He doesn't want him to do it. Now you could be mavato the shlich, and if he'd be mevatel and befanav, it's over. But he didn't. He wasn't mevatel and befanav. Now, the Rambam says, it depends if you do it exactly the way that I want you to do it, or if you change even the smallest bit, so then it's not chal, but if you don't change, it's chal. What do I see? The fact that I made you shliach can push through. And therefore, there is a concept of shlichus by truma. Do I need to be a shliach to make truma? No, but under certain circumstances, will that help me make truma? Yes. Rabbi Yosha's problem is, he says, "Aber it's teichik because our case is a regular case of truma. This is just regular truma going on over here. He's just telling him to be tayrim. So then, why over here do we need shlichus? Why do we need shlichus? We don't need shlichus in our case. Eino chanami, you want to tell me it's a case of shlichus by truma in your like weird case, that miuchadik case the Rambam can, but our case is a regular case. So Rabbi Yosha says, Eino chanami, the only riot to shlichus in our case is because it said the word shliach. Looks not like the makne, not like the Pnei Yeshua, and says over here there's not a miuchadik case. However, Rabbi Yisai, you could say the chori the same teretz. Our case is talking about Pichas Asara or Hosef Asara. What happened over here? Did he do what the Baal HaBayis wanted him to do?
No.
He didn't do what the Baal HaBayis wanted him to do. So how does this work? The same way in the Rambam's interesting case, where he went against the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis says, I don't want you to be the Shliach. He can do it anyway. The Shlichus can push through. Maybe over here also. Pichas Asara or Hosef Asara. How does that work? He doesn't want him to do it. And still it goes. Maybe that's the pshat is, that's working with the Shlichus. And according to the Rambam, that's going to be the Makom.
That is Das Baal HaBayis.
I'll have to see.
You're not changing anything. You just don't know what the Baal HaBayis wants.
Tayrim Kedas Baal HaBayis.
And if they Das Baal HaBayis, then you do whatever.
Pichas Asor. So
that
means
you're assuming what the Baal HaBayis
you assume. You made a mistake.
You're not changing anything.
You made a mistake. So it's not Das Baal HaBayis. When the Baal HaBayis comes back, does he say to you, great? Or he says to you,
to make a difference. I need a day Das Baal HaBayis. I don't know Das Baal HaBayis. I'm making up a Das Baal HaBayis. That's what Das Baal HaBayis is now.
It's not Das Baal HaBayis.
It's just you don't know it. It's a technical issue. You don't know Das Baal HaBayis. You have to do
the but it's not Das Baal HaBayis. So what you did was not according to what the Baal HaBayis wanted. When you come back, he tells you,
it is Das Baal. You just don't know Das Baal HaBayis.
It's not Das Baal HaBayis. He doesn't want it. He does not want it. Tosis brings a similar case. A person goes and does, and the Baal HaBayis says to him, what'd you do over here? over here, the Baal Bais is going to say, I am not happy with what you did. L'choira, we'll see Tosis. But L'choira, the Baal Bais is saying, this is not what the Baal Bais intended. It's not. Yeah.
What were you saying before?
You're right. So that needs a Hesber. If it's just Truma and Chulin, so why can the Kohen eat Teva?
Also,
it's you can't eat it until it's separate.
Or
it's until it's separate. You can't eat it.
Rebbe, what that is, sir, where we were saying before, if it's us or if it's a nether, that's not going to make a difference if he's the one that's making it into Truma from Teva or not.
What do you mean?
Truma itself is Usher from Hashem. That has nothing to do with...
No. That might depend. That could be another... That's a discussion over there. Why is it called Davar Nadar or Davar Asr? One pshat is because he's just separating it. He's not doing anything. You're saying, because is that called the Davar Nadar or called Davar Asr? Hektish also is Asr from Hashem. And it's still called Davar Nadar. Because I'm the one who's miyachid for Hektish. Everything that's Asr is really, or maybe.
When he's separating it, does there have to be a Maisa?
No, it doesn't have to be a Maisa. Yeah. Like choosing a Machshav. A Kupana, my boy, say. What?
The first case of the Mishnah is Shlichus going to
Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv seems to say that that's...
Why we have the second case?
That doesn't need Shlichus. Oh, no, Yana Khanami. He's not going to have the answer. He's not going to have the answer that we're saying. Okay. The Chayra says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, we could use the same Yesoid to answer Nach Akasha. Akasha on the Rajba in Nidorim. The Rajba in Nidorim also has a Mechudesh Dikashita. Says the Rajba in Nidorim that what happens... If I want to take off truma from someone, want to be misakin someone else's kri with my own stuff. What I mean is as follows: he's got tevel, I've got tevel, right? So what I want to do is I want to take truma from my stuff, and his will now be 100% chulin. It's like all gain. Not only do I think it works, it actually does work. It works. A person can be tayrim mishaloya shel chaveroi. I can take off truma from my stuff on your stuff. And not only can I do it, says the Rashba, but I can do it without shlichus. The Rashba says, I tayrim mishaloya shel chaveroi. Loi ba'in et shlucha ledaitoi. El a tayrim mishal ba'al kriya. Ve'lo'bin et shlucha ledaitoi. El a tayrim mishal ba'al kriya ba'al kriya. Av a tayrim mishaloya ba'al kriya. Kimin cheno ba'al kriya. Loi be'in in shlichus. Doesn't need shlichus. Says the Rashba Pel Dekachidish. When a person is toirim from his own stuff on someone else, he doesn't need to use shlichus. It means, he says, it has to be a schus. Zachen oiladim shlo b'fanav.
This is a for sure zachen.
What?
This is a for sure zachen.
Yeah. Frekta achroinim on the Rashba. So then, in our sugya, how do we see shlichus? What does it say? Oh, im l'shluchot say troim. Maybe it means toim with your stuff. And if you toim with your stuff, it's not real shlichus. Doesn't need shlichus. The Rashba says, if I'm toim mishaloy shel chaveroi, loy bein in shluchai. So who said over here is being toim from the Baal Bais' stuff? He's being toim from his own stuff. Oh, im l'shluchot say troim, toim kedas Baal Bais. V'imenu yodeh das Baal Bais, toim bebeinonis. His own stuff, he can do what he wants. What? What do you mean?
How do you read this case into Mishnah?
Why not? Why have I seen my things? Try it again. Take a second look. Why not? Says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. I'll tell you why it can't be that way. Because it says, Piches asoro hoisef asoro truma. So truma, I'm not happy with that. I don't care if you're taking on your stuff. I want my truma to be a good truma. You're giving me ayin yafa? You're giving me ayin raw stuff? I don't want that. So therefore, I would think that under those circumstances, maybe you would say that, so therefore we know that this is not a case when he's being tyrant without shlichus. It's only working with shlichus. Because he did it connected with the Baal Bais wanted.
Why'd you say that's not Tzachiyah?
And Chanami, so then how's it going to work? Shlichus. Can't work Tzachiyah, so how's it working? Has to be Shlichus. So all these questions.
Yeah, maybe the Baal Bas is telling this guy that if you're going to be turned from me from your own stuff, then do it nicely and do it.
And a chanani, you're right.
So still wouldn't have a raya.
But it won't be truma to truma. He didn't do what I told him to do. He did something other than I told him to do. Pichas asar hoisef asar. He did what I didn't want him to do. So then it shouldn't work.
I wouldn't have told you to be tired from your own stuff if you're going to be giving less or more from your own stuff than I want.
So does it work?
So works.
Why does it work? I told him not to do that, and he did it anyway. If I made him shliach, what?
Why does it matter what he has in mind? I told him to go take truma. That's what he did. If I tell a shliach to go buy me milk, and then he comes back with the raw milk that I didn't want, he owes me money.
It depends. If he went against my shlichus,
no,
then
I said, go get milk.
Okay, so that we'll have to see in choices. We'll have to see in choices exactly how it works. Okay? Well, in other words, did he go against the shlichus here or not? But if he's not a shliach, then I didn't make you shliach. So you're doing it? If you're saying it's midin shlichus, so then maybe, or if you're saying it's not midin shlichus, din zachen, it's not a shchus. Very nice. Even if I told you to do it, you did it wrong, it's not a shchus. This is what Tosis. Now we have Tosis' kasha over here, where Tosis asks this type of question. What does Tosis say? Piches asara or hoisef asara? Truma so truma. Pirish bekuntris. Piches shetoram echad meimum. V'koi piches abalabayis. V'yesh mefarshim ipcha. The piches shetoram echad mishishim. V'koi piches atruma. There's two different pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara says piches asara. What does it mean? He deprived Asara. From who? Rashi seems to say Pichas Asara is from the Baal HaBayis. Yesh Mefarchim Moshim Pichas Asara means from Truma. Right? So if you're learning that the Baal HaBayis, you're being Torah from the Baal HaBayis, so what does Pichas Asara mean? If you're being Torah from the Baal HaBayis, for sure it means you're being poiches from the Baal HaBayis. But if you learn like the Rajba is saying it doesn't have to be talking about a case where it's talking where it's pichas asara. It could be that I could be turned from my own stuff. So what would be the discussion of pichas asara or hoisef asara? On a truma. It's not a, maybe it's talking about my own stuff I'm being turned. Says the Rajba. Mikol makoy mashma. Hecha the term hashliach, afilu asa baal habayis v'armer loy lohoye bedaiti lakach, afilu hachi truma soy truma. Says the Rashi. But either way, one thing is, I see from over here. If you go and do something which the baal habayis says lohoye daiti bekach, I didn't want it. The truma works. Why? Because a shliach can do that. V'kasha d'maishna mehad d'amer v'ayim reshluchot zei troim v'halach v'tarim yarmah le'bal habayis kalecha etzal yafis and in the office v'im trumas ha'truma v'im la'vein trumas ha'truma muki lo hasim k'gon sheshav yu'bal habayis shliach v'lachen trumas ha'truma k'im do'la pirish lo behedjish v'mitzvah zei yafis. The Gemara over there says the following case. A person sent a shliach to go b'toyrim and he took yafis. Yafis doesn't mean 1/50th, 1/4th, 1/50th, 1/60th. It means he chose particularly the choicest of the fruits. Okay, so he took off, not, it's not a question of the size, it's a question of the value. He chose the best fruits. So the Baal HaBayis told him a cryptic thing. He says, why don't you take better? Right? So if there is better, we're going to assume the Baal HaBayis really meant, why don't you take better? There's taka better. If there isn't better, the Baal HaBayis was being sarcastic. We're going to assume, and he just didn't want to say it, say actually that I'm not happy. So he said it in a roundabout way. He said, you should have taken better, which really meant, I'm not happy. I wouldn't have done this. And what's the din? Truma doesn't work. What do I see? Even though I made him a shliach for me to do something, the fact is he did what I didn't want him to do. It should not work. So why over here does it work? That's Tosis Kasha. What's the difference if you do more quality than I wanted, or you do more quantity than I wanted? You do what I didn't want someone to do. And what do I see over there? I see if someone does what I don't want, I see that it's not going to be chal. So now, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, the simple pshat in the Gemara, that our case is talking about where he was mafresh from the Baal HaBayis. I understand Tosis is kasha. For sure, the cases are identical. I took your stuff more than you wanted, less than you wanted. But if you learn like the Rajba, that the Rajba says that our case, we said our case can be talking about where I'm Torah from my own stuff. So then you can't compare the two cases. Well, I'm turning from my own stuff. I did a little more, a little less. So the only one that lost out over there, or the only one that got either more or less, was Hekdesh. The Baal Bayis didn't lose a penny. In that case, the Baal Bayis lost. So Tosis is conscious, clearly understanding that our case is talking about where the Shliach took from the Baal Bayis' stuff. So it's practically identical to the case over there, where either way, the Baal Bayis is saying, I lost out, and I'm not happy with that. Rashi will never have this kasha. Says Tosis, V'yesh loimer, D'hasam hainu taima. V'fisha ein derech b'nei adam livror hayafis, k'dei litroim ela bebeinonim. Aval hachad yesh harbe b'nei adam shedarkam litroim b'ayin yafa. Matzi lememerle, l'hachi amaraticha, u'betalta daitocha, eitzel daiti. L'mad dish amaraticha. Says Tosis, I'll tell you what's going on over here. Over here is different. Over there, it's not normal. It's not a normal thing. A shliach can't do whatever he wants just because I made you shliach. I can't do whatever I want. If something is not normal, then I can't go against the das of the shliach, of the mishaleach. But over here, harbe b'nei adam darkom litrom b'ayin yafe. Matzila meimerle lochem adaticha ubatalta daitacha etzel daiti. What does that mean? Says the Tosis HaRosh, that means is, when you told me Tzei Troim, and you didn't tell me which, how much to be Torim, so what is that as if you basically told me to do?
Whatever you want.
Not whatever you want, what you think I would want. You use your judgment. Kishomer le Tzei Troim, v'loi pirish loi. Would you do whatever you think I would want? You thought to do that whatever I would think is, what you think is, can he give 1/10? No. Can he give 1/40? If he says, this is what I thought you wanted. So when you give a vague shlichus, all that was included in the shlichus. The Chayra, this is what Tosfos says. The fi, what we were saying, from the Rambam, that the Rambam says, when a person makes someone a shliach, even if the Bailam doesn't want it, we saw the Rambam says, the shliach can push through with shlichus. The Chayra, the fi, the Rambam, we could say more pashat. That over here, being that you made me a shliach, so therefore I can do as long as it's not going kineged mefurish what you said, I can do the shlichus. The Rambam is mechadish when it comes to truma. We saw the Rambam. The Rambam says, if I made you a shliach and I'm mescharit, as long as you do exactly what I said, so then you could do it. Ashenkin, according to Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say that it's only because I made you a shliach. What's the machleikus? I think the machleikus is as follows. How does shlichus work, my friends? Is shlichus the pshat that I made you, that now you're doing it, or I'm doing it through you? You're doing it, or I'm doing it through you? If you are doing it, so I gave you koyach to do it, so now it doesn't make a difference if I like it or I don't like it. You could do it. But if I'm doing it through you, it has to be I'm doing it. You can't do it if I don't want to do it. You can't do it without me. You could say that was the shlichus, was to do it. So you did. I did that when I told you. I told you to give. I didn't tell you how much. It's called I'm doing it because I told you to do it that way. That's me doing it. But you can't push through without me doing it. Without me wanting it. Machen Cain, the Rambam holds, now I could push through even if you don't want it. But the fact is, you made me a shliach. And as long as you made me a shliach, I have the koyach to do it. And I'm doing it, even though you don't want it. It's an interesting Or Gadol, which we photocopied on the back of the Marmakom, which is follows. When a person makes truma al yedei shliach, can the bailim be shoyel on the truma? It means the bailim can come back and say, "I'd like to." When a person makes a neder, it can be shoyel on the neder. Can the bailim be shoyel on the truma? Machlekes Or Gadol and the Ber Yitzchak. The Or Gadol says, Meshaleach can't do it. Why not? Because the Meshaleach didn't make the Truma. You didn't make the Truma. You can't be Shalom on the Truma. The Shleach made the Truma. You didn't make the Truma. The Beit Yitzchak says, yeah, but the Shleach only made the Truma for me. That's my Truma. I could be Shalom on the Truma. What's the Machlekes? Machlekes. If you hold that shlichus is I gave you the koyach to do it, you did it. I didn't do it. You did it. So I can't be shoyel. I didn't do it. I can't be shoyel on my truma. So but if you, I'm doing it through you. So you're only my shliach. So I'm doing it through you. I can be shoyel on the truma. Now, so continue with Hashem with the study of Kachin.